You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The NBA returns today. Two major games on the schedule. Of course, neither of those games will feature the Sacramento Kings, but they are two important games. One extremely important game if you're a Kings fan, as the New Orleans Pelicans are in action tonight against the Utah Jazz. We'll briefly talk about that game that's set to tip off at 3:30 this afternoon, Pacific time, 6:30 Eastern time in Orlando. Plus, today is the final day, or was the final day, of practicing for the Sacramento Kings before the season officially resumes. Both head coach Luke Walton and Bogdan Bogdanovic both spoke with the media following the practice, talking a lot about the upcoming game against the San Antonio Spurs. I'm going to play that audio for you on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello and welcome to Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all offseason. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, and full coverage of the NBA resuming 8-game sprint and playoffs in Orlando, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for over the last 5 years. This is my sixth season covering the Kings, both as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. And I hope you are as excited as I am to have basketball back. I hope you're like me as well, to where regardless of who's playing, you are going to have your TV on or your phone on or your computer on, or maybe even listening to the radio broadcasts of every single game you can. We have been starving for NBA basketball to return. It's been over 4 months since the NBA season came to its abrupt halt. Now it officially returns. And it was nice to have these scrimmage games to watch and pay attention to, but there's just something extra special about meaningful basketball. And it does not get more meaningful for a lot of these teams than 8 games to determine your playoff fate. And we're not just talking about the bubble teams in the Western Conference, which of course the Sacramento Kings are a part of. We're also talking about seeding teams in both the West and the East that are only separated from a higher or lower spot by a game or half a game or a couple of games. There is a lot of change to this playoff bracket that can happen over these 8 games. On top of that, a lot of teams need these 8 games. The juggernaut teams in both the West and the East need these 8 games to establish themselves, to get back into the flow of things, to get comfortable and prepare themselves for what is sure to be a very different, strange slugfest of a playoff to finally crown this 2020 NBA champion. I cannot wait to get it started. It starts, like I mentioned, with the Pelicans and the Utah Jazz at 3:30 this afternoon, followed by the Lakers and Clippers. So two big matchups in the Western Conference. And of course, all Kings fans should be rooting as hard as possible for the Utah Jazz. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are all Utah Jazz fans. So go Donovan Mitchell, go Rudy Gobert, go Mike Conley, go Utah Jazz, beat those New Orleans Pelicans, who, by the way, Zion Williamson for tonight is listed as questionable because of his family situation where he had to leave the bubble. He has come back. He has cleared protocol. I would be shocked if Zion is not playing in this game. But regardless, the Pelicans are a very dangerous team. And while Utah is more established as a playoff team in the Western Conference, we know these Pelicans are not going to be a pushover. They are playing with their backs against the wall every single game, just like the Kings are. So I guarantee you all hands are going to be on deck Sacramento-wise for tonight to pay attention to this game. Scout the Pelicans as a future opponent twice in this Orlando bubble. So much rides on every single one of these games. And on yesterday's Locked On Kings podcast, I talked a lot about the importance of these first 2 games for both the Pelicans and the Sacramento Kings. The Pelicans, their first 2 games are easily their most difficult, the Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Clippers, whereas the Sacramento Kings, their first 2 games are arguably their easiest against the San Antonio Spurs and the Orlando Magic. If the Kings can win those two and the Pelicans lose their first 2, that gives the Kings an incredible advantage. That gives them a boost in the standings immediately, and it gives them a little bit of a safety net, especially heading into those 2 games against the Pelicans later on. So make sure, if you're able to, follow along closely to this Utah Jazz New Orleans Pelicans game, as we're going to discuss it briefly on tomorrow's Locked On Kings podcast as we prepare for the Kings and the Spurs to tip off their bubble season. Can't wait for that to happen. Start your morning with the news that matters in just 10 minutes. Axios Today host Nyla Boodoo and a team of award-winning journalists will bring you the latest analysis and insight into the trends shaping our world. I'm going to play audio for you from both head coach Luke Walton and Bogdan Bogdanović after practice this morning. But before that, I want to take the time to thank one of our fantastic sponsors here of the Locked On Kings podcast, Rock Auto. Buying car parts is really difficult. There's way too many makes, way too many models, and now it's really impossible to stock all of the parts that you need in any traditional chain storefront. Instead of enduring the often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning, you have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Obviously, it's all about taking care of your car, but saving money where you can, so you can use it for other important things like your mortgage or your food. Instead of spending 30%, 50%, or even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store, use rockauto.com right now and you'll have complete access to the best deals and a wide range of parts right there at your fingertips. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're all reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing the prices based off of what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and it does not require memberships or account login. So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all of the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. This morning, the Sacramento Kings had their final practices before the start or the resuming of the NBA season. Of course, they will have shoot-around tomorrow before the game starts to make any kind of tweaks and adjustments and things like that. But today was the final full practice. And after practice, the media had the opportunity to speak with both head coach Luke Walton, as normal, and Bogdan Bogdanović. And I have great audio to share with you. We're going to start with Luke Walton, and he provided an update for us on the status of Alex Len, Harrison Barnes, and Rashawn Holmes for tomorrow's opener.
Alex most likely won't play tomorrow. He does continue to get better. Harrison and Rashawn will play, and they won't have a minutes restriction. I'll just, you know, I'll keep a close eye on their wind and how they look, but no medical minutes restriction with them.
Disappointing to hear about Alex Len and his unlikelihood to play in tomorrow night's game, but we've seen the Kings overcome plenty of obstacles like that, so it shouldn't hold them back too much. Great news, though, about Rashawn Holmes and Harrison Barnes. Not only will they be playing for the Kings, all their minutes restrictions are gone, so you have full capacity to use Rashawn Holmes and Harrison Barnes as however you want, for as long as you want. That's great news. I expect to see both of them in the starting lineup. I'm sure we'll see plenty of lineups with Harrison Barnes playing at the four, where he's been very effective so far this year for Luke Walton. And I expect Nemanja Bjelica and Rashawn Holmes to start together in the Kings front court at the four and the five. Luke Walton talked about how encouraged he was by the fact that these Kings are getting healthy and he's getting all these guys back, but he still says that this team has to improve. They have to do better if they want to be successful.
Well, I'm encouraged that we're starting to get our guys back. You know, when we're at full strength, you know, I really like what, you know, what we're able to do and the different lineups we can go with. You know, we got to be a lot better still. I mean, it's a game coming tomorrow night. We got to be much better, cleaner, crisper, all those little things that, you know, that you're constantly as a coach trying to clean up. We got to be better.
It feels like I've said it a million times this season, but I really am very curious to know and to see how good the Sacramento Kings team can be and would have been had they stayed completely healthy. Now, it's very difficult to expect your team to stay completely healthy for a season, but at least healthy for the majority of the season, I don't think is too high of an expectation. We saw it last year with the Kings in their great season under Dave Yeager. So what would this team have looked like completely healthy? Well, Luke Walton has an idea of what they would have looked like, but he doesn't even know himself because of the injuries that he's dealt with. So I like what he said here. Great to have these guys coming back, but of course the team needs to continue to improve. They need to continue to get better. And sometimes when players are returning and you don't spend as much time together in practices and in training camps as you want to, there can be a little rust, some miscommunication to work through, and the Kings don't have the luxury of a 60 or an 82 game season to work their way through that. They have to hit the ground running right out of the gate. They have to overcome those obstacles very quickly, beat the San Antonio Spurs, and set their attention to winning as many of the final seven games following the Spurs as they can if they want a hope of making the playoffs. But Walton is proud of this team. He's proud of the obstacles that they've already overcome this season. He says this team is battle-tested, and that helps them get through this strange time.
I think where we have some, you know, something to fall back on is we've been through a lot this season. We've been through a lot of injuries. We've been through, you know, getting off to a really slow start. We've been through, you know, different lineups. So we've kind of came through all that before the stoppage of play and really found a nice groove as a team. So when you go through difficult things as a group, you start to become battle tested. So we have some of that experience, which I think will hopefully pay off while we're here.
Walton continues talking about the preparation that this team is facing for the San Antonio Spurs.
Well, for the Spurs specifically, we're really kind of scouting the three scrimmages they played out here. We look back at our games, but, you know, with no Aldridge and with how much time has passed, it's more about what they're doing now and how they're playing right now. So, we took a real deep dive into these three games and, you know, today was half about us and what we got to keep working on and half about prepping for that Spurs game tomorrow.
Walton was asked about the San Antonio Spurs as a team, his thoughts on the group, even without LaMarcus Aldridge.
They're good, and they got some good young talent. And when you mix good young talent with DeMar DeRozan, Rudy Gay, you know, guys like that, you know, they're a very good team. So the young guys, you ask about the young guys, they play extremely fast. They're versatile. They're having games where they're hitting those three pointers and they're playing, they're playing DeMar, as a four with Rudy as a four. There's a ton of space out there and they're just, you know, they're getting downhill on people, moving the ball like San Antonio always does. And they're, they look good on tape.
They do have a solid group of young players that has already hurt the Kings so far this season. We talked about the time that the Kings lost to the Spurs on yesterday's podcast when they fell by 1 point in overtime in San Antonio at the beginning of the season. It was the bench of the Spurs that really killed the Kings in that one, as DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge both had semi-decent nights, but not as good as they normally are. The Kings contained the bench, as well as DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge, when they beat the Spurs by 20 points in Sacramento later on in the season. But Walton's not worried about that, nor is he worried about the Pelicans or the Magic that the Kings face after the Spurs or any other team. He's truly embracing the one game at a time mentality.
As a cliche, the one game at a time mentality, but that's really all it is. It's everything that we're doing right now is about San Antonio. And we got to, give everything we have to try to win that game. And as soon as that game is done, when we're playing eight games in 15 nights, you do a little bit of review and then you're on to the next team. And that's just kind of where I feel like this whole bubble is at, with how many games are coming in such a short period. And with especially us teams that are kind of fighting, trying to get in, that's the mentality that we have to have if we want to give ourselves a chance.
Normally, I roll my eyes when a head coach or a player talks about taking it one game at a time, because it's just kind of an easy cop-out answer when you don't want to talk about a future opponent or don't want to talk about something that might matter to the media but doesn't matter as much to the team. Of course, Luke Walton is thinking about these other seven games and paying attention to these other opponents. I'm going to play you a clip here very shortly where he talks about the fact that he's been sending scouts to a bunch of different games in the Orlando bubble. But truly, the Kings have to take it one game at a time here in Orlando because every single game is extremely important. It's almost like the playoffs where you do have to take every game at a time in a seven-game playoff series because every game carries its own weight and affects how the next game is going to be played and which team needs to win the next game. It's basically the same scenario, although we're still in the regular season here in the Orlando bubble. Here's Walton talking about sending scouts to other games.
We're allowed to send advanced scouts to the game. So, you know, we've had people at, you know, every San Antonio game. We've had people at the Orlando games. So we can still do our advanced scouting. We have film on all the teams. So all that stuff, all that stuff stays the same pretty much.
Final clip I have for you from Luke Walton. Coach was asked about Harry Giles' contract situation and the uncertainty surrounding his future in Sacramento or with another team and how difficult that is to work through. Luke Walton not only is a head coach, but can provide the player perspective on that. He was asked how much he sympathizes with Harry Giles and understands what the young man is going through while trying to remain focused on playing and doing his best to help this team win in the Orlando bubble.
As a coach, I always try to pull on that. I totally understand the human element of what goes on. I've been a free agent. I know what that's like. So I talk to our guys about it. I check on them, but at the end of the day, it's our job to be professionals and it's our job to go out and get the job done. And if it's not easy, but if you can create that mindset, things tend to work out.
I don't know if Luke Walton is hoping that things will work out, meaning Harry Giles will remain in a Sacramento Kings uniform. We don't know what the future holds for that. I still feel gut feeling that these are the final games that we will see Harry Giles wearing number 20 for the Kings in purple and white and black. But in the end, I do think it will work out for the better for Harry Giles, regardless of what city and what team he is playing for. Have a few clips from Bogdan Bogdanovic to play for you before we wrap up today's podcast. And we'll start with Bogey just talking about how ready this team is for this 8-game challenge.
We are pretty ready. We had a good week of practices, good week of games, scrimmage games, and we got all guys back. So that's what is really important to us. And I think we are ready mentally and physically.
They better be mentally and physically ready right out of the gate or their playoff chances can vanish pretty quickly. And as Bogey says, out of the bubble teams, the most mentally ready team is going to win.
Personally, I'm pretty motivated. We have a pretty good opportunity to reach that 9 seed, you know, and at least to give it a shot for the play-in tournament. We should all be motivated for this. It's one unique chance to play in this bubble, and it's going to be hard like for everyone else, but the most mentally ready team and physically we will at the end win and qualify.
When it comes to preparations for the resuming of this season in this abnormal situation in Orlando, Bogdanovic was asked about the differences that he's noticed with himself and with his teammates.
I think players are more ready and locked in because it's a lot more on the line right now, you know, and it's getting closer to the end of the season and getting qualified for the playoffs. And, you were working hard the whole year for these games, you know, for these type of games. And at the end of the day, it'll be everything will fall down in one game, you know. And we got to be ready to play one game at a time before one game comes, you know. Nothing else. My experience, as I said, the most mentally ready and physically ready team will have best shots.
Finally, as Luke Walton said, this Kings team is battle tested as they've overcome a lot of injury obstacles throughout this season. Bogdan Bogdanovic talks about injuries, the opportunities that they create for others, and also talks a little bit about Marvin Bagley.
I mean, injuries are part of the sports, you know, and when someone got hurt, you know, that's opportunity for other guys, you know, and that's how everyone's supposed to think, you know, and of course we need every single of of bodies and players. But you know, if someone, you know, is not ready and he can't play because his injuries, you know, it's a good opportunity and for other players. So that's how I was always thinking when I was in those situations, you know. But right now we are, as far as what I know, we are, except Marvin, you know, which he was an unlucky injury, you know, twist the ankle. Everyone can twist the ankle, you know, on practice and step on someone's foot after jumping, you know, and it can happen to everybody. So that's one of the injuries, you know, it goes with bad luck. So we are without him. But, you know, someone has to step up, and we got pretty good piece, Daquan, you know, and Belly in that spot. HB is there. He can play that base a little bit. So I think we have a lot of guys that can step up, you know.
So there you go. Audio from head coach Luke Walton and Bogdan Bogdanovic from Kings practice this morning. I'm sure all of these players are excited for basketball to be back tonight, even if they aren't playing. I imagine a good portion of them, if not all of them, will be paying attention to this Pelicans and Jazz game tonight, as I will and as you should. You can follow that game with me on Twitter if you want to get into conversation there. I'll definitely be watching every second and actively tweeting about it and talking about it on social media. You can also talk to me about it via email if you wish. MJGeorge@sacklocalmedia.com, and you can find me on Twitter at @MattGeorgeKHDK. We are officially one sleep away from the Sacramento Kings returning to action. Can't wait for tomorrow night's game against the Kings and San Antonio Spurs. Again, tomorrow's podcast will feature a conversation with Jeff Garcia, the host of Locked On Spurs, as we do one final preview of this Kings and Spurs matchup, so I hope you will tune in for that. If you have a second to leave a review of this podcast, please do that. Best places on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. It only takes a minute. Please hit 5 stars if you think this show is worthy of that. Leave a little blurb as well. Stuff you like, what you don't like about the podcast, constructive criticism. It's all fair game. We listen to it, we read it, and we want to make sure that this podcast is constantly improving, especially with Kings basketball finally returning. Until tomorrow, enjoy the game tonight. Have yourselves a fantastic NBA is back day. Of course, stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll talk to you soon. This has been the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.